I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Battlefield news from Ukraine. Kyiv's army says Russian forces appear to be bypassing the logistics hub of Pokrovsk that they fought for months to capture. Instead, they're trying to cut supply lines between it and the central city of Dnipro. And Jennifer King has the latest on two North Korean soldiers captured fighting alongside Russian forces in Russia's Kursk border region.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says one of the soldiers wishes to stay in Ukraine, while the other wants to return to North Korea. Zelensky says he's willing to exchange the soldiers for Ukrainian prisoners of war held in Russia if North Korea's leader can arrange it. South Korean intelligence told lawmakers the soldiers have not expressed a desire to seek asylum. The agency says memos found on dead soldiers show they'd been ordered to commit suicide before being captured, and that one soldier shouted, "General Kim Jong-un," as he tried to detonate a hand grenade before he was shot and killed. Seoul estimates about 300 North Korean troops have been killed in combat in Ukraine. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas.